spectacular. Lovely. Anybody else back here? Oh, yes, Eloise. Oh, did you get him? Or is it a her?
I got
all of these.
Turtle.
A turtle.
Yeah.
And a unicorn.
Pen.
A unicorn pen, which also proves they exist. And a
R2-D2
peppermint holder. Those of you who don't know what that is, ask me afterwards. I'm cool. I know these things.
And I got a Lego pug set.
A Lego pug set.
Yeah, it's got a little pug
set. Right, okay. So, well, some of us are hoping for Lego. Who's hoping for Lego for Christmas?
Me.
Yes, right. Right, well, it's been pretty busy, hasn't it? And, you know, it can be so exciting at Christmas that you forget to do the ordinary things, don't you? And I forgot to have breakfast. So, I hope Mary Berry is watching. I brought mine with me. So, oh, so simple. Golden syrup. Yes. So, pardon? Is there anything wrong with that? I think you just did. Right, so, now watch this carefully. This is quite difficult. You have to open the packet. Scissors recommended, but with the supervision of an adult, or if you're an adult, with the supervision of a child. You pour it into the bowl. Pre-measured milk, just to make life easy. Nigella does that. Everything's pre-measured. She makes it look like it's a splash of this, but she knows what she's doing. That goes in. It's skimmed. Where's Pam? Right, bit of a stir. Doesn't look anything wonderful yet, but it is the way you stir it. Mary Berry knows that. So, now into the microwave. Right, I've started it for 1:30, and then I'll give it a bit of a stir, and then I'll give it another 30 minutes, all right? Right, okay. You're impressed, aren't you? A vicar that can cook. I don't. You're obviously in a good mood because you're laughing when it isn't even a joke. Okay, now I've got a riddle for you this morning. And Shirley over there sort of knows what it's coming. Okay, I've got two riddles, actually. I've forgotten. I've put another one in here. Early Christmas cracker. Okay, what breakfast cereal, because we're on breakfast cereals, what breakfast cereal do snowmen have? Come on.
I don't know, Nick. What cereal do snowmen have for breakfast?
Now for Woodley itself. No, come on, you know the answer. Tell us the answer.
Frosties.
That's right. Snowmen have frost. Oh, was it? Whoa. Well. Sue, I'll buy you another bowl. It's all right. It'll be fine. Well, the timings I'm using are based on an 800-watt oven. Obviously, you'll need to adjust for yours at home. That doesn't look too bad, actually. I'm going to just pop it back for a few more seconds, and then I think it'll be fine. It might be a... Oh. Yep. Right.
Three, two, one.
Thank you.
What's the size bowl you
Do you want to come and do the talk? Joan, do you want to come and do the talk? Brilliant. All right, so. Right, there it is. I'll let it cool down. I think it's going to be too hot to eat at the moment. I thought I was going to be able to... All right, okay. All right, in a minute. Oh, it's good. It's good. This golden syrup is good, isn't it? Oh. All right, students love these things. All right, second riddle is this. All the running about is getting to me. Second riddle is this. Now, you'll need your service sheets for this. You've got to decide. Now, I hope you don't think I'm being impudent, but the question is Jesus more like a Christmas sweater or a bowl of porridge? Okay. So, Jesus, is he more like a Christmas sweater or a bowl of porridge? Now, if you think it's Christmas sweater, then hold up your service sheet with the coloured side facing me. If you think the answer is Christmas sweater, hold up your service sheet with the coloured side facing me. If you think Jesus is more like a bowl of porridge, hold it up with the white side facing me. All right, so... So... Nearly everybody... There's a lot of undecided people. You voted for Trump, didn't you? Okay, so the vast majority of you think that it's a bowl of porridge. Some of you think that it's a Christmas sweater. Right, okay. So... Good, but it's still a bit too hot. Who's been eating my porridge? I love Christmas. I love the Christmas narratives in the Bible, and Linda did that really well for us this morning, didn't she? Making us close our eyes and think about being a shepherd out in the fields. And Pam and I were in Israel about a month ago, and it really is very hilly. Outside Jerusalem, and Bedouin live there. But you didn't think that there were 150,000 Bedouin who live in Israel. But there are, you know, so they've still got flocks, they live out in the fields, live in tents, all of that sort of thing. But Joseph and Mary, they go up from Nazareth to Judea, and it's up because the north of Israel, below sea level, Jerusalem's very high, and Bethlehem's near Jerusalem, so you do go up physically. And while they were there, it's time for Mary's baby to be born. And because there's so many people there, there's no room in the inn. Kitchen in the inn, they're busy making porridge, and they have to go and shelter in the stable. And that's where the baby Jesus is born. And they lay him in a manger, an animal's feeding trough. Most of Bethlehem was fast asleep in the middle of the night, but heaven was very much awake. And the angels were so excited that they appeared to the shepherds in the fields. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that'll be for all the people. Today in the town of David is born to you a saviour. A saviour, Christ the Lord. Now, a saviour is someone who comes to save or rescue his people. The title Christ or Messiah means that the baby is the promised one. And the name Jesus actually means he saves. He was going to restore the fortunes of God's people. So this is really good news. We've had a lot of bad news this week in the papers and on the TV. But this was really good news. And the angels praise God. Glory to God in the highest. And they go on to proclaim that God's peace is coming upon the people. So the angel told the shepherds to go and see for themselves. So they set off for the town and look for the newborn infant with Mary and Joseph. Now it struck me this year that some of our Christian songs talk about Jesus as the helpless babe. And in one sense, that's true. Those of you who've got little ones know that they can't do very much for themselves. They've got to have everything done. They've got to be changed and fed and cuddled and coaxed to sleep, you know, which might mean walking around with the buggy or driving them around with them in the back of the car for a couple hours. Remember it well. But actually, Jesus was and is the Saviour. He wasn't the helpless one. It was the people of the world who were helpless. They weren't right with God. They couldn't get right with God. They couldn't do it themselves. That's why Jesus came to be our Saviour, because we were helpless. The mistakes that we make in our lives are effectively what separate us from God, who's the very person that we were created to share our lives with. We couldn't do anything to bridge the gap between God and us. We were helpless, so we needed a Saviour, and that's why Jesus came. He was God's love for us made real in the physical form of a human being. God's love came down and was laid in a manger. Oh, cooling off. Good. Might be able to eat some now. I've been reading Romans 5 this week. Now, who am I going to put on the spot and ask them what's in Romans 5? In my Bible, and I've never noticed it before, in the NIV, you know, it gives you little kind of like titles at the start of each passage, which weren't in the original, by the way. But in my Bible, the title at the start of Romans 5 is Peace and Joy. And I looked at that and I thought, that sounds like Christmas, doesn't it? Peace and joy. That sounds like the angels in the field. So I read Romans 5 quite avidly. It's a great chapter that Paul wrote in his letter. And the angel's message is all about peace and joy, isn't it? We have, these are some words from Paul in Romans 5. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given to us, a gift. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, helpless, Christ died for the ungodly. The chapter repeatedly talks about the gift of God. If you don't believe me, go and read it. You know, take one of the church Bibles home, bring it back sometime, please, and read it if you haven't got one at home. Read the chapter. You'll find the word gift or given again and again. At Christmas, we give each other gifts, which is great, but we mustn't forget that it all started with God's gift to us, a Saviour. And in all that Jesus achieved in living and dying and rising again for us, we've been given forgiveness, grace, peace, mercy, a family, hope, eternal life, joy. When Jesus was a tiny child and helpless by our standards, he was loved and cared for by Mary and Joseph, visited by the shepherds, worshipped by the wise men. They watched over him so that he could grow up to preach, to heal, to love and to lead, to die, to live again and rise. So, let's return to my riddle. Is Jesus more like a Christmas sweater or a bowl of porridge? We're going to watch a video of an advert, which will be a nostalgia moment for some of you. Those of you who are probably under 30, watch and think how impoverished your parents' lives were, that this is the quality of advert that we had on television. And while we're watching this for 30 seconds, I can eat some porridge. I think Jesus is more like a bowl of porridge. Yeah? When we see that, you know, it's really up to you. But if we just remember Jesus at Christmas, that's like the sweater, isn't it? We get it out in December, if we can remember where we put it. Mr. Mullins. And we put it on, we wear it over Christmas. We launder it before we put it away in January, and then it just stays tucked out of sight until next Christmas. Maybe some of us treat Jesus a bit like that. But actually what God wanted is for us to invite Jesus in, to have Jesus come into our lives. God gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit inside us, and the gift of God inside us actually radiates out, just like those kids in the advert, that they're sort of glowing on the outside. And if we're Christians, there should be something of God's presence in us that radiates out to other people. Well, I'm not sure that we're all going to glow quite as much as those children did in the advert. I believe that no children were harmed in the making of that advert, but that was computer-generated graphics at its best in the 80s, I guess. But if you know deep down that you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior yet, or if you feel that you have but you've been drifting, why not receive the best present of all this Christmas and make room in your heart for Jesus, just as they made room in the stable for him 2,000 years ago? Love came down at Christmas. Let's pray. Almighty God, thank you for sending us the greatest gift of all, the baby Jesus, born to be our Saviour. Fill us with your Holy Spirit as we ask your forgiveness and accept your love in our lives. Amen. Now, if you are sensing an awakening or reawakening to the presence of God in your life, you may find the courses that we're organising across Woodley in the new year might be of interest. We've got A Christianity Explored, which is starting on Tuesday evenings at Emmanuel Church. We've got a daytime alpha on Thursday lunchtimes starting at St. John's. And they're organised by the churches together across Woodley. So if you're interested in either of those, there are some leaflets that look like this out there on the table, and I've got some, so you could come and ask me for one. Thank you.